Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. MSU West Plains Grizzly volleyball head coach Patty Furgado and assistant coach Robinson DaCosta have resigned from MSU West Plains University. Officials announced that yesterday. Their resignations are effective Monday, February 17th. Man, they did a fantastic job for MSU West Plains Grizzly volleyball, and now a search to try and replace two top quality coaches. The number 15 Missouri Tigers fell apart in the second half of an 85-81 loss to number 4 Tennessee at Food City Center. The Tigers led by 11 early in the second half before the Volunteers went on a 47-22 run over the next 15 minutes. Tabar Bates finished with 22 points in the losing effort, while Tony Perkins added 16. Mizzou is 6-3 in conference play and 17-5 overall. The Tigers host number 10 Texas A&M on Saturday, and pregame will be coming at 6 p.m. Tip-off 6:30, all on Q94. Girls high school basketball for tonight. Plato at Bunker, Mountain Grove at Kabul, Hartville heads to Dora, Fordland will be at Gainesville, Liberty travels to Houston, Seymour at Mansfield, Licking at Stoutland, Salem at Thayer, Donovan will be at West Plains. It's Pink Out Night. Game will air on KDY 102.5 and be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. And Ava will be at Willow Springs. MSU West Plains Grizzlies played last night. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The 16th-ranked Moberly Greyhounds had an 18-game winning streak snapped at Three Rivers on Saturday night. So they did what good teams do. They started another one. And they did that last night at the West Plains Civic Center with a 72-60 win over the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. The Grizzlies in that game saw some cold shooting come back to haunt them again in the first half, where they fell behind by 12. And that was the final margin at the end, 72-60. The Greyhounds played very well. Didn't shoot the ball especially well, but they took great care of the basketball with only three turnovers for the entire ball game. Leading scorer for the Grizzlies with 13 points was Sean Glass, and with 12, Ryan Richardson. Leading scorers, they had four players in double figures, two with 17 points apiece for the Greyhounds, Thomas Dew and Latrell Kyles, each with 17 points. Last night, Moberly over the Grizzlies, 72-60. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Up next for the Grizzlies will be a road game at Arkansas State Newport on Saturday, tip-off 2 p.m., and it will air on KDY 102.5. This Saturday is the Liberty Shootout at Liberty High School, 9:30. It's Houston versus Couch Girls. Game's going to air on the Fox 96.9 and be live video streamed. 11 a.m., it's Liberty and Sumner Girls at 12:30. Alton will play Licking and at 12:30, and that will air on the Fox 96.9 and be video streamed. At 2 p.m., Liberty JV Boys play South Prescott JV Boys. 3:30, Winona will play Galena Boys. That game will be on the Fox 96.9 and live video streamed. And at 5 p.m., Liberty Girls will play South Prescott Girls. Game will air on the Fox 96.9 and be live video streamed. Then at 6:30, Bunker will play South Prescott Boys. And at 8 p.m., Liberty Boys will play Marshfield. That game will air on the Fox 96.9 and be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.